Lamed Hey, Amud Beis, on the bottom line, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. I boxed Rabbi Yirmiyah, and going back to the Mishnah. When you had a case in the Mishnah of Hasoicher Parmicha Verei V'Hishil La'acher, if Bob rents a cow from Al and then lends it to Carl. So, says Rabbi Yirmiyah, and we're going to have four cases here, and then we'll go over each case. Number one, Pa'amim Sheshneyem Bechatas. There are times that both of them, both the Shoyal and the Soicher, will have to bring a Korban Chatash. That would be for swearing falsely. Comma, number two, Pa'amim Sheshneyem Ba'asham. And there's certain scenarios where both of them would have to bring a Korban Asham. That's a Asham for trying to get out of a payment that really you should have to make. And number three, Pa'amim, there's sometimes that the Seicher has to bring a Chatas and the Shoel and Asham. And number four, Pa'amim, sometimes that the Seicher has to bring a Korban Asham and a Shoel Bechatas. Kama HaKetzad. So I just want to reiterate, the Korban Chatas would be brought for somebody who takes a false Shvua, and the Korban Asham would be by somebody who, based on what they're claiming, is going to be off the hook from having to pay, but the reality was that really they should have to pay. And here we go. I underlined Kfiras Mamain equals Asham, Bitues Fasayim equals Chatas. So if a person was denying a situation where really owed money and he was claiming that he didn't, that gets a Korban Asham. Where a person was just saying something that was incorrect, not necessarily gaining him anything monetarily, then he has to bring a Korban Chatas. So here we go. Number one, Pa'amim. I underlined Pa'amim. Four lines later, second word on the line is Pa'amim. I underlined that. Number two. Three lines later, directly underneath that is Seicher. I called that number three. And five lines later, first line is Seicher. Underline that, call that number four. And we're going to be given an example for each one of these four cases. So number one, Pa'amim Sheshneyem Bechatas. Sometimes both the Seicher and the Sheol will have to bring a Korban Chatas. Kigoin. I put a diamond around this Kigoin. Three lines later, last four lines Kigoin, I put a diamond around that. Three lines below that, I put a diamond around that Kigoin. And four, actually like five lines later, last word on the line is Shenignav, other word behind this Kagoyin, that also gets a diamond. Here's the four scenarios. Let's do the first. Sometimes they both have to bring a Korban Chatas Kagoyin. Shemesa Kedarka. The animal died Kedarka. Ve'amru, and they're both claiming and swearing to this fact that it was Ne'ensa. It was like forced away. These bandits came in and took it away, and they swore to that effect. Well, colon. The Seicher, the one who was renting it, Ben Kach Mifter, either one of those claims, he'd be off the hook. Bechatas, he would have to bring a Korban Chatas because he told an untruth. Comma, the Shoyel, the Ben Kach Ben Kach Chiyuvi Mechayev, either one of those claims, either the one that he really made or the one that really happened, he would be Chayev. Also, he took a Shvua to that which wasn't like gaining him anything, and therefore he has to bring a Korban Chatas. Comma. Number two is Pamim. Sometimes they both have to bring a Korban Asham. Kigayin, we have a diamond around the word Kigayin. Shenignava, if the animal is actually stolen. Vamru, and they both claim when they take their Shvua that it was Mesamachmas Malacha, which would get them off the hook. Detravayu, both the Soicher and the Shoyel in their claims and the swearing that they took to it, Kakafri Mamainer, denying some sort of, in reality, monetary situation which they have to pay up for and they're trying to deny it. Tahamechayvi, they're actually liable to have to pay. Vika Patri Nafshayu, and with their claim and the Shvu that they took to it, they're trying to get themselves off the hook. Case number three, where the Soicher will be a Chatas and the Shoyel Ba'asham. Now, how do you get that? Kigain, what actually happened? Well, Shemesa Kedarka. Now, Mesa Kedarka, if they were to admit what actually happened, in that case, it'd be sort of a split screen because the Seicher in Mesa Kedarka is Pater, whereas the Shoyal in Mesa Kedarka is Chayim. For almost they both said Mesa Machmas Melaka. So it was really Mesa Kedarka, and they claimed it was Mesa Machmas Melaka. Well, comma. Seicher, the one who is renting it, de ben kach u ben kach miftar pater. Either way, he is off the hook. In other words, his claim, which is untrue, but it's not gaining him anything, and therefore that which he's chayiv is a chatas for making a false shua. Whereas shoyel de mechayvi b'mesa kederka, the kapachan of shev b'mesa machmas v'lacha, he's actually coming with a claim to get himself off the hook, which if we really know the truth, he would have to be yes chayiv. Then he has to bring a korban asham, because the claim that he made and swore to would have gotten him off the hook, when really he should be on the hook, and that's why he has to bring a korban asham. And finally, case number four, seicher ba'asham v'shoyel b'chatas, the other way around, where the one who is renting it, he has to bring the asham. And the shoyel b'chatas kigayin, a diamond on the kigayin, shenigneva, where it was actually stolen, v'amru, and each one of them is claiming and making a shvua that it was mesa kedarka, colon. The seicher, dehu mechaye b'gneva veda, if you really like, told the truth that it was stolen or lost, he's chayiv for that. V'kapater nafshei b'mesa kedarka, and he got himself off the hook by basically swearing to a falsehood that it was mesa kedarka, he has to bring a korban asham because he was trying to get himself out of having to pay what he rightfully should have to pay. Whereas the shoyel, the borrower de ben kachu ben kach yuvi mechayvi, either claim that whether actually was mesa kedarka or whether it was stolen, and it was, they said it was Mesa Kedarka. Either way, he is chayiv, and therefore he has to bring a korban chatas. Now, that's almost, I don't know, it's 20 lines or so. Everything we said, we already know. And therefore, the Gemara asks now, my kamash malan. My kamash malan specifically, we had a name on the last line of the previous psalm that we started with, Rav Yirmiyah. What's Rav Yirmiyah telling me that we don't already know? Like, all you have to do is learn the Mishnayos of Metzia, and you would have all the principles you need to know. Who's chayiv, who's putter. And the Gemara explains what Rav Yirmiyah is coming to tell us. It was one point, a very important point, Lafuki Bidi Rabami, that Rav Yirmiyah telling us what he did comes to tell us to exclude the Rabami approach. What's the Rabami approach? To Amar, Kol Shvua Shahad Dayanim Ashbiyin Oisai. Any Shvua, in other words, if a person comes and just offers up a Shvua, that's one thing. But if it's a Shvua that the court imposes, there is not a possibility of having to come to a korban chatas for taking the shvua falsely. Shenemar, because here the context of the pasuk of where you would have to bring a korban chatas is o nefesh ki sishava livates vasayim, or a person. Now ki sishava indicates, like the Gemara says, ki shava equals me'atzma. That's where a person takes a shvua on his own. Not that when a Beis Din makes you take a shvua, there's no korban chatas for that if he swears falsely. That's the Ravami approach. And what we're being told is that we do not hold like Ravami, kamashman connector, delok Ravami. Period. Itmar, here's a famous case. Shomer shemasar l'shomer. You have shomer number one. Al gives it to Bob. Hey, Bob, can you watch this? And Bob says, yeah, sure. Shemasar l'shomer, he gives it over to Carl. Then something happens. Well, Rav, who I circled, Potter, and Rabbi Yochanan, who I circled, Amar, Chayev. Rav says you would be Potter, basically, anything that he would be Potter from if he was watching it. If Shomer number two does that, then he's also Potter. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, Chayev, no matter what, even Oinsin, Shomer number one would be Chayev for. Amar Abaye, I would box Abaye. And Abaye is going to tell us a little bit more about Shitas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. I dot underline the time de Rav, and five lines later, first word line is Das. I dot underline the next words, U letame de Rabbi Yochanan. So Abaye says like this, letame de Rav, who said that the first Shomer is Potter, Lomi Baya. Now let's get into the specifics of what type of Shomer each one of them was. I don't even have to tell you. If the first Shomer was a Shomer Chinam, who gave it over Shemasa to a Shomer Sachar. In other words, a Shomer Sachar is someone who's more responsible for what happens to the item. De'iluye alye l'shmirah, say he increased the level of Shmirah on whatever this item is, that, okay, Rav says he's Potter. Ela afilu Shomer Sachar Shemasa to Shomer Chinam, even if the first Shomer is a paid watcher, and he gives it over to someone to watch it for free, l'shomer chinam, where he's basically lowering the level of care that's going to be given to this item. De gerui gara l'shmirasai, it would be potter. Now, my time, why? You give it over to someone else? Well, yeah, you give it over to someone else who is a thinking, intelligent, adult human being. De hamasul de ben das. Abai is explaining that when Rabbi Yochanan said chayev, that first shomer, like no matter what, that's lo mi bai, I don't even have to tell you if it was a shomer sachar who had a higher level of responsibility to watch who gave it over, shemasul shomer chinam, digrui gar the shmirasai. Like there's certainly shomer number one's going to be chayev because he lowered the type of shmir that was being given to this item. Ela afilu, even in the case of a shomer chinam, who's not really that responsible for taking care of it, Shemasur, who's actually going to pay somebody a Shemir Sachar, the Iluye Alya Lishmirasu, who is increasing the level of Shemira, it would be Chayev. Da Amarle, and here's the reasoning of Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein Ritzaini Shepik, Doini Biadacher. I squiggle underline that whole line, those whole six words. I do not want, can say the owner of this item to shomer number one, I do not want that my item be with somebody else. I gave it to you. I want you to watch it. I don't want someone else to watch it. And that's a pretty valid claim. I put an arrow in the margin pointing down to Amud Beis, and we'll see, we'll have the corresponding arrow when we get to Amud Beis. Kama Amar Rav Chista. Now, it seems like Rav and Rabbi Yochanan were arguing with each other, which is relatively rare, but Rav Chista says, actually, Rav's opinion, we didn't hear it outright. Rather, it was derived from something else. Amar Rav Chista had to Rav and Rav, la beferishit. Mar again, it wasn't said, like no one heard Rav say that. Rather, ela michlala, it was implied from something else. And here's the case that it was implied from. Danok, you know, you had these group of gardeners. Let's just say, I don't know, there were five people who worked in gardens. Dechol Yuma, every day, havu mifkadi marayhu, they used to deposit their hoes or shovels. Ga ba'dahi safta, I guess maybe at the end of the workday, they would give in their shovels or their hoes to a particular old elderly lady. Kama, one day, yumachad, if instead of them each one going giving it to the old lady, each one of them gave their hoe to one of the diggers. Kama. Now, what happened? They heard the ice cream truck go by making the noise. Actually, Shama Kala Behilula, something similar. They heard a wedding ceremony going by, the music, the dancing, and Nafak went out. Azal af kedinhu legaba dahi safta. So this one worker who had all the shovels, he goes, and this is what they seemingly do like every day, all the time, go to that same elderly woman and deposits them by her. Well, adazal, by the time they went to this wedding, Vasan came back, ignoiv marayhu. Their shovels had all been stolen. Okay, well, what now? Azal come into Rav. I underline Rav, like somebody responsible here. Maybe this one guy is responsible. And he said, putter. Well, that guy is putter. Now, why is it that he would be putter? Now, the typical onlooker would have seen four people give their shovels to this guy. So he's like a shomer. And then he gave it over to someone else. And putter. So, man dechaza, somebody who saw that savar, would figure, oh, well, like, I know why Rav did that. Mishum, shomer, shomer, shomer must be putter. Kama, the truth is, velo he, that's not the case. Rather, the reason why Rav Potter in this case was shiny hasam, dechol yuma, nami, every day, like, I don't know if it's the last 6 months, the last 6 years, but, you know, like, all the time, nami, inhu, shiny hasam, dechol yom nami, every day, also, inu gufayu gaba dehahi safta havu mifkati lehu. These workers themselves would go and deposit by the same elderly woman, and therefore that is the reason why Rav Potter, not necessarily because Rav held that a shomer samashul shomer would be Potter. Kama Yasrav Ami Vikamar la lahashmaisa, and he was saying over this teaching specifically that Rabbi Yochanan had said that shomer samashul shomer, the first shomer is chayev. Eisvei, I put a triangle on this Eisvei. And four lines later, in the middle line is Masav. I put a triangle in Masav. We're going to have a couple of questions based on today's sources on Rabbi Yochanan says that a shomer shomer so the shomer, and then something happens, the first shomer is chayev. So, Eisvei. Eisvei who? Rabbi Bar Mamal. I underline Rabbi Bar Mamal. Two, Rabbi Ami. From our Mishnah, we quote our Mishnah for about a line and a half. Hasoicher para michaverei. If I rent, I'm paying rent, let's say for a week, for a cow from my friend Vihishila Acher, and a few days into my rental, I lend it to Carl, umesa kadarka, and then it dies on its way. So Yishava HaSoicher Shemesa Kedarka. I, the Soicher, can go back and swear to the owner that, well, listen, I got nothing I could do. It just kind of like died. The HaShoyel, however, the one that I was Shoyel it to, where it was in his possession that it died, Meshalom LaSoicher, he pays like the full amount to me. Now, the im is, if it's really true, that which Rabbi Yochanan said, that a shomer who gives over to another shomer would be chayiv, well, lemalei, let him say back, and this is what we saw, like about, I think we squiggle underlined it, maybe about 10, 11 lines ago, ein ritzoni shepik deni biad acher. Why can't the like owner say, the owner of the cow, listen, I didn't want to be by somebody else. I rented it to you, and you don't have the right necessarily to give it to anyone else. Amalei. So this is back Ravami to Ravamar Mamal. Well, you know why that's not a reasonable claim in this case? Because the case was Bishanosnoi Loi, and next two words are taken out. And instead you read Bishanosnoi Habailim Rishus Lahashil, where the owner of this item said to the one renting it, you know what? If you want to, you have permission to lend it out to anyone you want. Well, one second. If that's the case, then is not the renter, the soicher, when he is renting it, just like almost an extension of the rightful owner? Ihachi, if that's the case, then the bailim bayishlumi, that when the shoyel has to pay up, it should pay up directly to the rightful owner. Well, no, because Amarle, the rightful owner, had said to the soicher, ledatcha, listen, you do whatever you want. If you want to lend it out, you can lend it out. If you don't want to, you don't have to. Therefore, it's truly the renter who's deciding if he's going to rent it out or not. And the rightful owner can't say, I don't want it by someone else, because he just gave permission. Okay. Masar of Ram Bar Chama, put a triangle on the Masiv. Are you following Tanakh's source? It goes for about, almost two lines. Let's say I deposited, I don't know, $1,000 with my friend Jim. What does Jim do? He takes like a big kerchief and he wraps up the money and I don't know, puts it in his, and he flings it over his back and then heads out of the room. Masran lebenoi ubito ktanimor. He gives over the cash money to his minor sons or daughters. Or if it was an animal, or whatever the animal was, it was just simply not kept responsibly, and something happens, he would be chayev. Shaloi shamar kaderech hashreirim. Why? Because he didn't watch it the way people usually watch things. Okay, let's make a diuk though from the snake source. Time de katanim. Who do we say if he gives it over to that they would, he would be chayev? Give it over to like an 8-year-old son or a 9-year-old daughter. The diuk would be hagedolim, but if he gave it over to adult children and something happened, it would be pater. Now, am I, Neymalay, why wouldn't? And now this is, again, a question on if you want to say, like Rabbi Yochanan does, that a shomer special shomer is going to be chayev, why wouldn't you be able to say over here, Neymalay, ainritz and shepik don't be ad acher? I don't want my pikadon that I gave to you to be with someone else. I want to be with you. That's why I gave it to you. That would be a question of Rabbi Yochanan. Amarava, because Rava says like this. It's interesting. Kol ha-mafkid, anyone who deposits something with a person, al-dasi shubanov hu-mafkid. I know if I give it to Jim, Jim might ask his wife to watch it or his adult kids, period. Amrina hardai, deikanami, precise reading of the Tanakh sources also bring out this point, that the Gedolim are pater is specifically, meaning like he gave it over to his adult sons or adult daughters, but not to others. Because here's a quote, one line from the Tanakh source. Oshem asran lebenoi ubitoi haketanim. When is it that he's going to be responsible? If he gave it over to his son or daughter, his son or his daughter that are minors, he'd be chayev. Now, the duke is lebenoi ubitoi haketanim. If it's his 15-year-old son or 16-year-old girl, he'd be potter. Now, everything is in the context of his son or daughter. Michlal, the implication is de la'achayrim, if it's somebody who's like not a relative, lo'ishnagadoyim, lo'ishnagatan, it wouldn't make a difference how old they were, it would be chayiv. De'im kain, because if it really was so that he would be potter, even if he gave it to another adult, listni ketanim stama. Why are you saying his son or his daughter ketanim? Just say ketanim. Shmamina, that is the case. Period. Amar Rava. I boxed Rava's name. Hilchasa. The halacha lemaisa is colon a shomer number one. Shemasu gives over shomer number two. Chayev shomer number one is totally responsible. Now loimi baya. We don't even have to tell you if the shomer number one is a shomer sachar who gave the item over. Shemasu the shomer chinam who's lowering the responsibility to watch the item. De gerui gar alishmirasa ella afilu even. If shomer number one is a shomer chinam, who really doesn't have much responsibility, who gives it over to actually a shomer sachar, chayev, you would be liable, my taima. The reason is to amar lei, and here we have the corresponding arrow pointing back up to amud aleph, and I squiggle underline this whole line, at mehem nisli b'shvua, you, my dear friend, are believed to me when you take a shvua and tell me what happened and take the shvua to back that up. However, hey, this other fellow, he looks like a nice guy, but loy mehemeli b'shvua. I don't have any relationship with him that I should have to trust his shvua. Period. Itmar. How about this? How about this case? Pashaba v'yatzala agam umeza kadarka. So you're supposed to be watching a animal. You were an outright negligent watch person, like you didn't close the door or close the barn gate. V'yatzala agam, and the animal kind of strolled out and went out to the marshland. And there, Mesa Kadarka. And it died, but it died normally. Now, that's a typical case of Tchilasa Bepshia. The Shomer, first thing that happened was based on his negligence, because you never know, like if you leave the gate open, wolves could come and, attack this animal. However, in the end, it wasn't that negligence that caused the death of the animal. It was something that was totally beyond his control. So how do we look at this? Well, Abaye versus Rava. Abaye, we underline Mishmei to Rava, says Chayev. Rava, we underline Mishmei to Rava, Amar Pater. And now we're going to go over each opinion. Abaye, who I circled, and five lines later, first line is Rava, I also circled him. Abaye says, in the name of Rava, Chayev, and I double underline Chayev. And Abaye really believes in his opinion, because he says, Kol Dina, any judge, Delo Dain Ki Haidina, who doesn't judge the case the way I'm telling you it is, Lav Dainahu, he's basically not a judge. He's a phony. He's a charlatan. And colon. We don't even have to tell you, according to the opinion, who says that if somebody did something to start out was negligent, and in the end, the damage occurred totally beyond his control, that you'd be chayev, for sure you'd be chayev here. Ella, this is pretty extreme. Even according to the Mandamer, who normally says that if you start out doing something with Pshia and it ends up that the damage occurred because of oniness, Elamandam or Patzer, Hacha Chayiv. Really? Yeah, that's right. The person here would be Chayiv. My time, what's the reason? Well, Damrinan, and I vectored the word Damrinan. Damrinan, Hevla Da'agma Katla. Here he'd be Chayiv. Why? Because whatever Hevel is, there is a lot of it out. I don't know, maybe it's in humidity. Who knows? But there's a lot of it out by the marshy area, and that is a reasonable assumption to say that it died from something. It died from the hevel. Rava, who I circled, Mishmei to Rava. It's interesting. Both Abaye and Rava. I mean, they're both Tamidim of Rava, but they're both saying this over in the name of Rava. Amar Pater, and I double underline Pater, that this fellow who was supposed to be watching the animal, and then he was negligent. The animal went out, but the death occurred in a totally normal way. Would be Pater. And interestingly enough, Rav also says, Kol Dina, Deloy Doin, Ki Haidina, any judge that doesn't judge like this, Lav Dina, who he just ain't really a judge. Kama, Loy Mi Baya, I don't even have to tell you, says Rava, that Lamandamar, Tchilas of Shiva, Sayyid Bainus Pater, that in a case where a person started out by doing something which was negligence, but in the end the damage happened because of something beyond their control, you'd be Pater, that in this case certainly be Pater. Allah Fila Mandamra, even according to the opinion who normally says Chayev, Hacha, in this case you would be Pater. Which is interesting. Why is that, my time? Because the end result is basically a dead animal, and Damrinan, we figure, we could say I vectored the Damrinan, Malach HaMaves, Mali Hacha, Mali Hasan. Like, what difference does it make when the Malach HaMaves, whether he zaps somebody or takes someone's life or takes someone's animal's life here, or he takes it over there. In other words, it makes really no difference. Umoidi Abaye, I squeal underline Umoidi Abaye, and two lines later, last line is Umoidi, and then Rava, I squeal underline Umoidi Rava. Now, even though they're definitely arguing Abaye Rava with another, however, Abaye would agree, Dihadro de Beimara, that if the animal made its way back to the household of the rightful owner, Umeisa, and died there, then for sure the person he gave it to would be Putter. My time, oh, what's the reason? Dihadro la. He returned it, and the only reason to be Chayav is if he hadn't returned it, Veleika Lamemar Hevladag Makatla. And it wasn't the hevel of the marshland that killed the animal, because the animal was fine until it was returned, and then it dropped it. Umaydi Rava, Rava, who had said up above that there would be a patur, Rava would agree, kol hecha de, two letters taken out, the aleph and the yud, de ganva ganav balgam, anywhere where it was actually stolen, and then mesa kadarka, be ganav, well, you know, how to actually die, it just kind of like dropped dead, there, since by the Ganav, you would be Chayev. My Taima, what's the reason? Well, the reason is the Ishavka Malach HaMavis, if, like, even if the Malach HaMavis decided to spare the life of this animal, Bebeisei de Ganav Ekaime, where was this animal? It was in the Ganav's house. Like, you don't know where it is anyway, and that's the difference. Kama. Only Abaye le Rava. Abaye is going to question. Abaye the Mechayev is going to question Rava, who said Petur. Ledidcha, according to you, Damris, this is as far that you said. Malach HaMavis, the Grim Reaper, or the Angel of Death. Mali Hacha. What difference does it make here or there? Dehai deoisin. And how do you understand on Amud Aleph, on the flip side of this page, there was a question brought by Rabbi Abba Mamal, who I underline, to Rabbi Ami. Vishani le, you can always look back to the previous page to refresh your memory. Vishani le, Bishanas le, by the Mishus Ahashil. The end conclusion was, well, you know that the one who gave it to the guy also told the guy that if he wants to lend it out, that would be fine. The lema le, let the Seicher say to him, Malachamavas, Maliacha, Malihasam. That's, Abaye's point to Rava. Amar le, says back Rava to Abaye, Ledidchu, according to you, or y'all, Dimasnisu, you taught the reason being, quote, Ein Ritzoni Shepik Tony Badacher. Listen, I don't want the thing I gave you to be with anyone else. I give it to you because I want it to be with you. Don't give it to someone else, and certainly don't come if you gave it to someone else and try to get out of any liability. Ika la'isva la'hi, then there is definitely room to ask that question, the question Amud Aleph of Ramamamamal. However, le'dd, I squeal it on the dd, damina that I say, ant mehemes li b'shvua v'heich lo'i mehem li b'shvua, the other approach was, hey, listen, buddy, don't bring some guy that I don't have a relationship with in for him to swear to me, because I believe you, if you take a shvua, but the other guy, I don't know him, so I don't know him to believe his shvua, and therefore, leka lo isva klal. Kama. Masiv Rami Bar Chama, Abaye, who had said up above that it would be a chiyuv. Masiv Rami Bar Chama. I box this off, the snake source. It goes just over a line. Let's say you have a person with his animals, like his sheep or his goat, or sheep, or goats, Tzainu Bakar, or just Tzain. Anyway, Hello the Rosh Hatzukin. He took him up to the top of a very steep, pointy, rocky, cliffy mountain. V'naflan, the animal fell. Ein ze oines. This is not a case of oines. V'chayev. And the person would actually be responsible. The diuk would be that if it didn't die, if it died in a different way, Hamesa Kedarka, let's say it just died in a normal way, like it was up there on the mountain and it just dropped dead. Hareza Oinus, apparently that would be an Oinus, and an Oinus that would be Potter. Now, Vamai, why should that be? Ask the Gemara question mark, Kama, Le Male, Avira Dahar Katla. Why not say it was the air up there, or the atmosphere up there, whatever, something to do with the air or the oxygen that we are familiar with. V'amai le malei avir dahar katla. Inami, alternatively, uvtsana dahar katla. The uvtsana, Rashi explains, is the tiredness, the being worn out of having to go all the way up there. Hachamai Askinan. So therefore the Gemara says, well, what are we talking about over here? Shehela le mar'e shamein v'tayv. No, he didn't bring it up because he wanted to give the animals some sort of view of the cliffs. Rather, he brought him up le mar'e shamein v'tayv. There was very fatty, very fertile, very good grazing land over there. Well, if that's the case, he hachinaf lanami. He should also be patur if the animal fell. Shahaya lo letaikva, because he should have like jumped out and grabbed it, and he didn't lo letaikva. Ihachi ema resha. Well, the thing is though that you have to look at the earlier part of that tanaic source. This resha goes exactly a line. Also, the Rosh Yitzchokin, not heela heela of 7-8 lines ago. The tanaic source was he the shomer brought up the animal, whereas also it went up. Sounds like it went up. Kind of on its own, it just went in its own to the Rosh Yitzchokin. V'nafla hareza oines. That would be, that's like beyond his control. Well, what do you mean beyond his control? Le mit kifa. He should have kind of like jumped on it to save it. Well, lo, that's not the case. Rather, tzricha she takfasei v'alsa takfasei v'yarda. So he, the animal overpowered the shepherd and went up, and the animal overpowered the shepherd and fell to his death. The Mishnah said, "I'm Rabbi Yossi." I boxed Rabbi Yossi here. Kesed haloi sischer beparosay. It was the eyebrow raising Mishnah. You mean to tell me that if Bob pays $10 to rent from Carl for 10 days an emerald green bowling ball and then gives it back? Well, let's see. I'm Rabbi Yossi said, "Kesed haloi sischer beparosay." Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, I don't know. Rav Yehuda and Zerul Shmuel, halacha is like Rav Yossi. Amar Levi, Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, to Rav Yehuda, Amar Sami Shmei de Shmuel, you had once told us in the name of Shmuel, Chaluk Haya Rabbi Yossi, Aperi Shaina. Well, if it's even in the first case, okay, that they argue, well, do we pass like Rav Yossi there as well? Is halacha maisei and halacha maisei? Amar Levi, he responded, Chaluk Haya Rabbi Yossi, Aperi Shaina. Also in the first case is just the regular old Shilein V'lei Ratzli Shava. And the problem Rabbi Yossi had with that is, one second, again, why is he entitled to the kafel payment? Should they be forthcoming? Well, there's no real reason. Itmar Nami, Amar Rabbi Lazar, I circled Rabbi Lazar, Chalokai Rabbi Yossi, Afri Shaina, Falakha Maisar Bri Shaina. Rabbi Yochanan, we circled Amar, Modad Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Zuhud agreed Bri Rishaina, Shekfar Shilein, I squealed on Shekfar Shilein, was already paid. Now, the question on this is, Shilim, it sounds like it was paid, yes. Lo Shilim, but it wasn't paid, loy. Really? The question that goes about three lines starts here. V'ha'amar Reb Chiya bar Avinam Rabbi Yochanan. We had been told, not that long ago, like maybe 2 days in Daf Yomi ago, lo, that the one-word right angle, Shilim, he has to pay. That doesn't mean Shilim Mamish. Ela Kevan Sha'amar. I dot a line the word Amar. Even if the person just said, Harini Mishalim, Afa Bishal Shilim, even though he didn't pay. So, Ema, Modah Rabbi Yossi, Vesur Gibri Shana, Shikfar Amar, Harini Mishalim. Not just that you have to actually say it, and that would be tantamount for our purposes to actually doing it. Adkan.